First Corinthians chapter 3. And I, brothers, could not speak to you as to spiritual, but as to carnal, worldly, even as to babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, because up to now you were not able to bear it, neither are why, oh, now yet able to bear it, because I say you are still carnal, worldly, because whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal, worldly, and walk as men? Because while one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal, worldly? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, nay, it her is he who plants anything, nor he what waters, but God who gives the increase. No, he who plants and he who waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor, because we are laborers together with God. You are God's garden, you are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given to me. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds upon it. But let every man take heed how he builds upon it, because no other found at Ion can man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus. Christ. Now if any man builds upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be revealed, because the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work stands which he has built upon it, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, so as by fire. Do you not know he temple of God, and that the spirit of God lives in you? If any man defiles the temple of God, God shall destroy him, because the temple of God is holy, whose temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he be wise, because the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Because it is written, he takes the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise that teach I are vain. Therefore, let no man be boast in men, because all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's.